If you eat too much, it's called an eating disorder. If you drink too much, you're an alcoholic and you need help. From hoarding or disposophobia to obsessive-compulsive disorders, we have terms for a plethora of psychologically addictive conditions which are diagnosable and treatable. However, there's one addiction that we have neither named nor found a cure for. It's the addiction to money and high-end toys to the point that it's never enough. What's too much, you ask? When you have a $100 million yacht and are shopping for a $200 million one, or you are negotiating for $10 million in salary and compensation and have already been offered $8 million. Reality shows about hoarders have become popular. Each episode includes a psychologist to wean the patient off their addiction. But if filling your house to the ceiling with piles of low-priced junk is a psychological condition, why not filling your house with high-priced junk? Is neatness and a mate the difference? Hoarders, at least on TV, are mostly poor people acquiring useless things. They obviously need to be cured, we say to ourselves. But when rich people acquire useless things like electronic toilets or behemoth yachts, we celebrate them. We envy the movie star with a 20-bedroom house in Bel Air and a villa in Venice instead of thinking that they need to check into a clinic to get help for their hyper-acquisitive disorder. We may think of it as greed, a moral and value judgment rather than a psychological condition. The Occupy Wall Street movement protests a system which provides disproportionate rewards and bailouts for the 1% of wealthy corporate titans and bankers at a cost to the 99%. But that's about values and public policy and the feeling that it's not right or fair. Let's try to think about this another way. The next time we see a movie like Wall Street and hear a Gordon Gekko say greed is good, maybe we should say, you need to see a doctor. With a perspective, this is Vinita Nelson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.